listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Well, it's a good thing that Donald Trump is president, because I couldn't do what I now can do and teach you. But with Obama, I would have been murdered. You understand that? And there's something else I want to tell you too, and we'll get on with the program. I have discovered I'm an 89-year-old person who spent my whole life discovering, wanting to know what causes all the illnesses and diseases and suffering and wars. What is this? I had to find out. And that was basically to save you a lot of trouble with all the things I have to go through, and to make a point here that the only place on earth that I could say this is the United States of America. But Obama, during his 8 years, was no longer United States of America. And you should have understood that, and I kept on saying it, but the media kept it me dumbed me down and made sure I was never heard properly. But now I'm coming to my point. I have a purpose. I have discovered, listen, don't take any notice of the word I, because there's no I, but that's the only letter or verb or whatever it is that explains what I'm trying to say. It's coming through me, and that is what I learned. Something within me, some wondrous something or other. Look, it's got a purpose, and it will kill it. It people who have that, and there are people who have it and don't know they have it, but they don't understand how, when they're decent, they're hated. And if you try to promote it, what you found, you get murdered. In the United States of America, that was the case for me ever since 1960, when I came on and into the world of trials and tribulations. And I have won those trials. I've survived them. But I've learned a lot. I know the cause of all illnesses. Every single illness and every single disease. I feel like I'm bragging. I'm not. It's a gift that's given me. Understand this. And I will share it with you. I will explain why. I know that everything starts from one little thing. The universe started from one thing. You have to have something. And then you add another thing, and then you have a thing. Or be a thing growing. Something growing. But not growing for no purpose. And that is what's happening to you. You are growing and achieving for no purpose, because you don't know what purpose is. And that's what we're going to discuss this evening. But again, coming back to the point, I have discovered, or have been given, to understand the origin of 95% of every disease, 95% roughly. And the other 5%, like a snake bite, etc., etc., that's different. But I want you to listen carefully to me, because the root of your problem is absolutely simple. It's so simple, there's no words for it. But yet, I have found the words. I found a way, or I was given, that's better, a way to share with you. And I want you to call and discuss your problems with me. But meanwhile, I'm going to help save your country from being destroyed. Donald Trump does not know what I know. And I do not know what he knows. I'm the Donald Trump of physics and religion. I know how they come together. And we'll be talking about that after the break.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Good evening again. I opened the program by saying what I'm about to say, and I said it a little bit in case you were with the 5 minutes that you might have missed. I have discovered, not just recently, but I'm a 98-year-old geezer, and I know how to overcome war. Yes, I know it. But the point is, you have to have something to stand on when you say that. I have the understanding of how the mind works, and how I can overcome every emotional, mental, and physical condition, every single one, 95%. And this is dangerous. And I say where the danger would come here is from medicine, physics, and things like that. I also have physics, and I understand the origin of the universe, and I understand that gravity has a fundamental to it. It's not the fundamental. There's something more fundamental underneath it, and it's called the void. In the beginning, there was the void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. It says it right there. And then it says, and let there be light. Wow, that's called the singularity. Religion and religion and physics come together. It's beautiful. I can share that with you. But let me come back. See, it's physics too. I have physics I've written for 35 years. I've been working on physics as well. And I know the origin of the universe, how it's made, and how it becomes one thing, and then becomes two, and three. And then if you look at matter, hydrogen, one. And then it goes to a whole lot of two. Each element has a one or a two or a three, and each one has a different function, etc., etc. It's something has created this remarkable system of creating matter in a metaphysical world that is physics, and such a physics you can use to add and subtract and guide a spacecraft to a... The mathematics is so perfect. Even the atoms have numbers. I know that oxygen is one, and what you, the air you breathe, oxygen is hydrogen is one, and oxygen is 14. There's 14 pieces of whatever it is. Let's not go into details. I say to you that illness is, it grows. Illness is illness comes from ignorance. Ignorance, and not only ignorance, another word, sin. Being not purely virtuous. See? And so, if I can get you to understand what virtue is, there's something about virtue. And I have to quote Jesus, because he was the first human being who brought redemption to the world. And because he never sinned, he was crucified. And that's what would happen to any one of us, even in America, but it could happen here, because the stage is set here. The half of the country, there's more than half Americans who are mentally ill and totally dependent upon making you a slave so that they can live and die and do smoke and take drugs, etc., etc. And there's more of them than there is of us, and you need to know how to deal with them when it happens. It's happening. It's been all prepared for civil war, I tell you. But there's a way you can, I have to use the word I don't want to use, how you can kill the evil in the person so they'll stop. In other words, I have learned a sort of psychological jujitsu. That's the best word I can say. I was pretty good at that myself anyway, but I'm using those words to say that you, if you understand what I'm trying to tell you, and I'm going to tell you in just a minute, I'll begin. You can kill, listen carefully, you can kill the enemy's faith. And you literally kill that which is driving them to kill you. You understand that? Because if you don't know how to deal with those people that I've described, they are going to come to you sooner or later. And you have to be ready to receive them with calmness and dignity. You need to have a quality about you. It's essential now for you to find redemption, every one of you. The kind of redemption that Jesus extended. In other words, don't call me good, he says, only the Father is good. See? And he says that he's not doing it. The Father in heaven, he doth it. That's clear. He is a man that was born in a special way to embolden and awaken the whole world. But he couldn't do it. He couldn't, but it started with him proving a point that they couldn't kill him. They thought they did, but he didn't. But he is far further in this metaphysical realm. I have only a small part of it, but sufficient enough to tell you that if you do not find pure virtue for the sake of your wife and children, gentlemen, you will lose your country again. Our president is only going to be there maybe 8 years at the best. But even then, they hate him because he is one of them. He is one of them in his way. I'm one of them in my way. Now listen carefully. And I want you to call. If you want to call, I will give you the number. It's 800-866-8883. Now listen carefully. I could take you again, which I have done before, about how you come into the world and the world comes into you, so therefore you're not guilty of anything, even though you are guilty, even though you feel guilt, the guilt is not yours. Listen carefully. In other words, you cannot believe that a baby born into the world is guilty of anything, of sin. But every baby that comes in the world, I've said this before, but I need to start my shtick here. If you don't mind me using this language. You come into the world, and you came into the world with intuition. Some of you were violated so badly when you were before you had an awareness, or to have a chance to have your awareness to work for you, or to run through you, come through you, and show you the way. So you may not remember, but many of you do remember your parents and the schools, and you could see the evil everywhere around, and you were precious, and you were overcome by them. But none of you are guilty of anything when you come into the world. The world comes into you now, but you have the feeling of guilt and suffering because you've been overcome and something planted in you that is destroying your ability to function, to make a living, to overcome your diseases, etc., etc. It needs to be understood, and in a few minutes I'm going to give you the first clue.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
All right, here's the clue. Don't react to anything. Now, that's impossible for you to do. Now, why am I saying this? It sounds like a convolution, doesn't it? It's not really. In other words, have you ever been irritable, annoyed, upset, etc., etc.? Have you ever... let's start with that first, because there's another way of starting, seductively. And I talked about that yesterday, and the day before, or a week before. Ask yourself, is it good to get irritable, to be annoyed? Can you see that the minute, the very second, if you were aware at 3 or 4 years old, for example, and somebody exposed themselves to you or was rude to you, the shock would would cause a reaction of loathing, and you become a loather. In other words, you've been split open for a moment, and the intuitive beauty inside you was exchanged by the ugly thing that came in. Evil came in, and it took root in you, and it came in more. The more you try to struggle with it, first of all, you may think that your thoughts are yours, and they never were. Not from the day you were born, not from that moment you saw your parents, you saw the teachers, you became aware of yourself that something's wrong with everything around you, and even the kids, because they already had already been demoralized. I say to you, the root of all your problems is being annoyed, upset, and frustrated. And there's one big word I want to mention. It will grow, and your true personality will disappear, and you will become in conflict with your human nature. You will become what's growing inside you is ugly, but it's growing, and you can't stop being upset. You can't stop being annoyed. But it begins to become other things with a name to it. Judgment. How many of you judge openly, put a person down and make them feel like a dog, and make you feel strong? See? How many of you are angry, thinking that if you're just angry, you can resist whatever it is, that you don't know what it is, but you're still subject to the person, but your resentment always makes you feel safe in a strange way. Correct? No. There's nothing you can do about it, but there is something that can save you from that. Now, it's easy to say Jesus saves. I understand that. That's a given. But what is the way to Jesus? Where has he come from? And where are you going? Well, you are being motivated by the dark side of the force. But it's a hypnotic state. Now do you understand? It is a hypnotic state. If you go to Facebook, you'll see me doing an experiment with a person, whereby in seconds I possessed him. This was parlor stuff. But it's on Facebook. It's the first thing you see on Facebook. And I explained thoroughly, which I suggest you go, that I can insert myself into you, or anybody can. I don't want to do it, but I was demonstrating how it could be done. And right in front of your nose, you will see a man change his shoes and make him think that the right shoe is on the left foot. That's where it should be. And he argues with me. And he knows when I said to him, "Why do you have your shoes on the wrong feet?" He says, "Because you told me." I said, "Well, why did you do it?" She said, they felt uncomfortable. In other words, he doesn't realize that I'm the one that made him feel uncomfortable with it being normal to have the shoes on the right feet and to feel comfortable with the shoes pointing outwards. And you have to see this, but you may not realize it yourself, but you have anxieties, and nearly all of you have anxieties, and the way you get rid of them is with the doctors and with all kinds of perversions, drugs, alcohol, etc., etc. And all that encourages you. It makes you feel better than you deserve to feel. You see, because you're beginning to look for feeling as a sense of survival. In other words, you've got to feel to be alive. Yours truly does not feel anything, and I'm alive. I'm alive with a different kind of energy that knows how to deal with all the people, that, including you. In other words, you might, when you listen to my program and what I'm just saying to you, you may be shocked by the things I said, and then angry for some reason you don't know. But it's the anger is not you. The chances are the anger is not you. The anger is what got into you when you were a little child, and the world came into you when you came into the world. There's redemption for you. However, there are people who like to do unto others as was done unto them. See the difference? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. there are people who have chosen another way. They don't want to believe that there's anything wrong with them. And the only way they can do that is destroy the light that illuminates. In other words, a person who has that evil in them is disturbed greatly by the presence of a person, of the kind of person you ought to be. And so you have more than half the country who do not know what happened to them, and are supported by Obama kinds of people. Is half the country. You got 130 million people, more than half, there's forces behind that if you don't understand it, if I don't give you this information, they will come at you sooner or later. All right. Okay. My name is Roy Masters, 800-866-8883. Is the call within the frame of my program today? Is it? Don't take it then. Tell them to call another night. I need to discuss this. Now, do you have anxiety? What does that mean? It means you're human in conflict with you're an animal in conflict with your human. You are becoming an animal and dying unlike an animal. You see that? It's a conflict. And you cannot struggle. You cannot overcome anger. You cannot overcome judging. And then you turn from judgment. And when you're very, very guilty, when you feel very, very bad, and drugs and alcohol doesn't work for you, before and after, it doesn't matter. If you give in and you appease and you allow a person to get inside you, and you give in to avoid struggle, and you want peace, of course you want peace, but you're making peace with Beelzebub, so to speak, in the person. That person may not be a bad person, but he's doing it to you anyway, and he doesn't know that he's doing it, or he does know he's doing it. Now, which one of you know what you're doing? Do you have any secret angers like judgment? Judgment is really what causes you to have anxiety. And then, but when you get drunk, when you take drugs, when you go to a psychiatrist, when you go to the doctor, all he does is take away the anxiety. And that is addiction. That is not the cure. And there's no human being on earth, no psychiatrist, no psychologist, that can cure anything. But you spend years and years and years, and you get some kind of something or other, but what you're looking for is eternal life, not infernal life. Infernal life has to do with emotions. And there's something about emotions that you need to know. It's not for humans. It's only for animals. And so, because you have emotional states, and you see, I'm trying to tell you, you can't overcome an emotion with emotion. You cannot. See? That's what you're doing. Making yourself worse. Please continue to listen to this program. I will not talk to anybody except to keep on the subject. All right, I told you cannot treat emotions with emotions. It multiplies. and it creates terrible pain, anxiety. And the anxiety is, guess what? The distance you have come far from God. Now, I'm not blaming you. You do not know this, because it take what has entered into you has taken away your awareness, the intuitive self with which you were born. And therefore, it's overcome that. And it lives through you and bristles through you. It grows into you. And you think that it's you. It is not you. It is a not you inside you. And you need to go to what you need to go to if you want to see the point. If you want to see it at work. You go to Facebook. I have 3 important videos that you need to watch. And they are 40 years old. But I never was able to share this with you. But now I can. I will show you something like magic you've never seen before. And it's not for children. Make sure you stay away. Make sure you stay, keep them away from seeing what you're about to see. But it's necessary. My name is Roy Masters, and I just want to let you know that there's a remedy. And the remedy lies in something very simple, is to realize that there's a not you inside you. And that's when you go to a website, not to the website, to Facebook. I will show you what is inside a person, and it's inside everybody to varying degrees. But the ones that you will see, like 6 in a row, I put a cross on them, and wow, see magic. But it's not the cross that does it; it's the person that holds the cross, the wood. The wood is the symbol that frightens the evil inside you. Don't you see? You can be made to be afraid of something, whatever it is. You could be made afraid, and the more you try to overcome it, the worse it becomes. And then you eventually appease it and you're finished. I'm saying to you, there's no need for that. There's no for you to need to struggle. Please do not struggle with your problems. Please understand that you be angry with yourself to get the energy to overcome yourself is only playing footsies with the devil. You understand that? There's something in every one of you, and some of you can awaken when you listen to my voice. And others need exorcism. That's what you're going to see on Facebook. And there's going to be more. There's going to be physics as well, so sooner or later. But I will show you that the place to go is called in.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I do have a caller I will take, but I must say quickly that you cannot save yourself. Cannot. And the more you try to be right, the more wrong you become, because you don't know what right is. You don't know where it is. You don't know where love is. I told you the other day, it's very careful. You've got to be very careful. When you say you love God, He doesn't need your love, because it's like looking down your nose at Him. He loves you. He loves the hell out of you. His very presence, and that presence is found by what I've discovered, so that I can bring you into that sense of worth again. And not, in other words, let me say it again, so I can show you. Bring back the memory of your intuition, which I'm doing right now. You've always had the intuition. You've always doubted yourself.
Correct.
You've always doubted yourself. What's that mean? And you can't break it. You want to have faith, and you have false faith. You can't have faith. It's got to be... You have to... No. Where you get faith is in the scriptures. It's called be still and know. I have a meditation called that name. If you can't afford anything, it's free. One of these days, very shortly, within the 6 months or so, I'll be giving everything I've ever known to America. And I want you to just try and understand this. Of yourself, you can do nothing. Even just see, Jesus said it. The Father within him, he teaches me. He doth the works. So if you want to find the Father, you have to be still, and then you will know him. Try that meditation. Go down, and if you don't have the money, it's only $10 a download, I think. Or you give a donation, or whatever you want to do. Just say, I haven't got the money right now, because we haven't got our program started yet. There's a lot to do. But it's going to go to one-third of the world. And we're going to do this on Facebook. But I want you to follow me. I want to show you that exorcism is real. And you need an exorcism. Or maybe not so much of an exorcism, but a sudden ability to trust your true self. That you've been longing for it. See, for a long time. And the longer you go without that, the more anxiety you accumulate. And the more you look for this and that, and nothing works. But coming back quickly, when it comes to civil war, I will show you when you have that quality of Jesus in you. Well, everybody can have that. Everybody can have it. All he had to do is to speak, and the person saw with it. Some people saw where he was coming with, and they were immediately healed. Just a recognition of it. Just a recognition of it. The person representing it. You see. But there are those people who are terrified. And that's what I want to teach you. So your very existence terrifies the number of people who outnumber you. See, the welfare people. Not that all of them are bad, but most of them are unconsciously driven to destroy you. And it only takes a few people somewhere in politics to get that going. Obama came, is lost, and our President Trump is scaring. That's the reason they're frightened. They're terrified. But there's something more you must know, so that you don't kill the good ones with your presence. You see? And you kill the enemy. What happens? The enemy loves his own wickedness, and he hates your goodness. And when people like that, they're all around, still there. There's more of them than there is of you. But 10% of you can beat all of them. And this is where the war begins. This is where the world begins to discover that we're all, every race and color and creed can have that. No one needs to suffer anymore. But the suffering you will have will make you stronger. Every time you allow yourself to let God flow through you, see, that's what happens. He flows through you, and with the light that's from within, and with that light, which you can't see the light, but they will see your light flashing, and they will feel the pressure of the conflict between what he is and what you are becoming. And one or two things will happen. He will get angry and die. Yes, he will die. There's thousands and thousands of ways of dying, but the minute he gets upset with you and hates you more and more, he can never stop. And the more you exist the way you exist, the more it upsets him. And upsets them is what's necessary to kill the dark side in them, and the person goes with it. I've told you I know how to do this, and it's no harm to kill the enemy that way. But see, the enemy will be killed. He will die quickly. He will die 10 times faster than his allotted time on life. He will. And she, it doesn't matter. There are those people who love to have power, and they're paid very handsomely for their obedience to the dark side of the force. However, we get back to get caller right now, and we'll continue this program tomorrow. I have a lady, Marina, in Philadelphia, and so we've only got about 20 minutes left, and see if she's online with me. All right. Marina, are you still there? Thank you for waiting.
Yes, I'm here, Mr. Masters. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, and can you hear me?
Okay. I can hear you. Okay. It's such an honor to speak with you. I'm in a life-changing time of my life right now.
Yes.
I'm 57 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I was diagnosed with, I have a huge tumor on my thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that I can make this go away.
No, you can't.
And I just want it.
No. You're using the wrong language. I have to correct you if you don't mind.
Okay.
You cannot do anything. You cannot do anything to make yourself better. If there's a cure, you only live long enough to have another one that's worse. That's the way it is. Doctors can't cure that, especially what you said, kind of disease you have. And so what you need is to find your creator. That's it. Of myself, I can do nothing. Jesus, what makes you think you could do more than him?
Right. You're right. I understand what you're saying.
It's very important.
It was a poor choice of words on my part.
Exactly, but it's very important. So now we're changing the words, and you can see not to get angry with yourself. Because in order for it, you must use some kind of energy to overcome the sickness and the disease, but you don't know what you're dealing with. You see, what protects you from illness and disease? I have immune system, yes. Your immune system has little creatures. Let's give them different names, because otherwise it's little creatures that eat everything that enters into your body that shouldn't be there. And as long as you're healthy, as long as you're not in conflict and struggling and making yourself worse, what's happening when you make yourself worse and struggle, you're the little creatures inside you that keep you healthy, begin to lose their energy. The loving energy, the good that's in you, is keeping you all alive. But when you lose that relationship to God, and since most of us are born into that, and we come into the world as the world comes into us, we have gone a long, long way, and from where our intuition came. And all I want you to do is remember your intuition, because you had it when you were born. And it's trying to, and I am, in my intuition, I'm trying to awaken the intuition in you of yourself. You can do nothing, the Father within you. But where is the Father? And in the scriptures, it tells you right where it is. But nobody has ever told you how to find God. In other words, it says, all it says is, be still and know. And the knowledge of that has been lost, and the knowledge of that has been found. You go to my website. You don't have to pay a thing if you don't want to. Just call the office and say, I don't have the money. I'll pay it later. I'll give something one of these days. And we don't care, because we're not ready to give it all away free right away. And we've got to keep our things, our world together in order to save the world. So now, I want you to close your eyes. I'll show you how simple it is. Would you follow me now?
Yes, Mr. Masters, I try doing that every day.
Let me see.
Okay.
Let me do it. Let me do it. Please. All right, close your eyes. Now, listen carefully. See where I'm coming from. See, I want you to see where. Answer me, where am I coming from? Where do you think this voice is talking to you? Is it my voice? Or is it something within me that's flowing through me into you, so you can hear things in the different that nobody else can see? You can see, and you can see why people get angry and Jesus is crucified, because his very presence kills the dark side of the force. And if you identified with the dark side of the force, you go with it. So where am I coming from? Tell me. Where I'm coming from? Is it my intellect? Did I learn these things? Or is it flowing through me? Which is it? Tell me. You don't answer. Is she gone? Hello? Yeah, I can't hear anybody. Yes, exactly. She got too close to me. Shock. She won't make it. Couldn't answer. I do hope, I pray, that it was a disconnect. I hope so. Because bad things happen. As I said, there's something inside you that's terrified. There's something inside many of you listening to me that makes you angry. Who the hell do you think he is? And using bad language. Correct? Now, I do hope you understand that whatever's in me and flowing to you is giving you a new chance for life. But if you are stubborn and you're subject to the will of the world, and you feel comfortable with that, and you don't want to lose that, then what I'm saying to you is very, very dangerous. Because if everybody found the truth that sets you free, it will free you from every sickness and disease, and it will free you from war, because the enemy is terrified. You see, that's why Jesus was crucified. He was pure, and people will be drawn to that. You see, and that interferes with the Roman Empire. You see, you can't have people flowing, loving God, being virtuous, because virtue kills evil ones. It kills the spirit in them, and the rest of them dies sooner or later. Or something else might happen. Something might say, well, just a minute. why am I being angry at Jesus? Or why am I being angry at Roy? Or why am I being angry at Trump? I see that. He's shining. He doesn't know he's shining. It's a light that shines through a person. You see, our president does not know he has an energy flowing through him that makes him confident, He doesn't know it in the manner of speaking the way I do. I know how to bring you to where he is. Here I am again, and I got interrupted the lady that wasn't really ready for me. But you see, you never know. I have a little time for, since I'd started to take some calls. Is there anybody who wants to have me explain it a little bit more? But you see, there's two realms. Now, this is not easy to understand, but I have a special kind of awareness. In other words, some kind of enlightenment. It's a breath of fresh air. How can you explain it? But it's a realm. I'm in a realm. Something is flowing through me, and that something flowing is good, and it clashes with people who are emotional. In other words, they run on emotions. Roy Masters does not run on emotions. Jesus never ran on emotions. Emotions are for animals. They react and run and fight. And the minute you start to get upset, the word upset is, you might as well examine it. It means to turn around the other way. Correct? If you upset the coffee, it goes upside down and on the floor. That's upset. It shouldn't be that way. And so when you get upset, you're coming from the wrong place. But it looks like you. And it isn't you. And the conflict comes from realizing it's not you. It wants you to think that all the things it does through you. It's a thing. It's an intelligence. It's a dark side of the force. And that dark kind of the force is kept alive in most countries. In Borneo, with ISIS. That's where the zenith of it is seen. You see evil everywhere. And evil wants to take over the world. But how can you stop it if you do not have the antidote for all? That's what I called it, the 7-minute meditation. If you try the 7-minute meditation, you can find it on the website. FHU.com, it's free. Just download it. It's very simple. There's no religious words in it. I would just to show you, so you can disconnect from your monkey brain, from the emotional monkey brain, and stand back, and stand back into the bosom of God's love for you. You understand how I said that? Stepping back. Otherwise, you're looking for more angry. Energy, cunning, and you try to struggling with your sicknesses and diseases, and your judgment and your secret judgment. You have open judgment, but judgment is mine, saith the Lord. You'll be in conflict, and you try to overcome the conflict, which is known as anxiety. Anxiety is the distance, like an elastic band, that will snap one day and you're dead without knowing what the purpose of life is. So the anxiety, do not try to get rid of it. It is the stretching away, the pulling away. The dope pusher is like God to the pushover, correct? So when he wants to get rid of the anxiety, he looks, the drug pusher rises to the occasion of your needs to serve you and make you feel more than you deserve. It makes you feel good, but there's no good in it. But to you it's good. See, to it in you is good. You understand? There's two of you. There's you and what possesses you. Go to Facebook and watch. Please watch. I've got lots of things I'm going to show you. I can't do it all at once, but I will tell you, if you find virtue the way I describe it, not just a nice virtue when you go to a church or synagogue and you study your scriptures and you act out your behavior and calling yourself Christian or Jewish or whatever it is, that won't do it. It is a deep understanding. It is just being still and understanding. That's what he's saying. Stop. But you can't stop. But there is a way. If there's a longing in you, I can show you. It's easy. I tell you, some people can't do it. The person, the lady that called me, couldn't do it. But I know that many of you, millions of you, can. Close your eyes. And just close your eyes and look at your eyelids. That's all. And then don't ask me why. We can discuss that some other time. But just a little trip, 5 minutes. Close your eyes and look at your eyelids. And what do you see? Some of you will see black. Okay, we'll take care of that later. But most of you will see light. Little flick pixels moving in different shapes. It's like little stars. Like little stars. It's hard to describe. Look at your eyelids. And what's happening is light is coming through. You could go in a dark room and you can see light in your eyelids. And it's not like rubbing your eyelids and rubbing it, making little flashes. See? Oh, I don't have any time. Well, we'll talk about this on Monday. Go to Facebook, please, and watch what I do. It's not the stick so much as the person that holds it. You can't do this, but you could if you had what I have to give you, to share with you. Okay, so I didn't mean to push Be Still and Know, but it is very valuable, and it costs very little. Most of you can afford that. Just I think it's just $10 for a download. That's all you need. Or you can take I forgot my own the name of the article I'm trying to give you. AntidoteForAll.com. Antidote. It's the antidote. I started to teach it to you just this minute ago. Go to my website and download it on your iPhone and support my program with you. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528.